It's All Talk on a Monday morning. I'm Kevin Dietz coming to you from the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building. The number is 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WGR. We're going to take your calls and read your texts coming up at 10:35, so pick up the phone and be a part of the show. So today marks a historic milestone, decades in the making. We're talking about the Gordie Howe International Bridge. It officially opens at noon today, creating a new gateway between Detroit and Windsor, and becoming one of the largest infrastructure projects in North American history. Supporters say the bridge will strengthen trade, improve supply chains, create jobs, and reinforce Michigan's position as the automotive capital of the world. It's a project that's been talked about for years and years, and now finally it is a reality. Joining us this morning is Sandy Bruaugh, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Good morning. How are you?
I am well, Kevin. Good to be on the show.
Yeah, this is a big deal. We've been talking about the bridge opening so much, you sort of forget what a massive and impressive project this is.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful? $6.5 billion, 20-plus years in the making, paid for by our friends in Canada. It is just, we just can't wait for it to get it opened, and hopefully it does open today, and I'm 99% confident that today around noontime, it'll officially open for people like you and me and truckers and, other industry to go back and forth.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about the need for a second bridge or a new bridge.
Yeah, so actually, let's face it. I mean, there's actually, it's more than a second bridge. We obviously have the tunnel that goes underneath the Detroit River, which is great for passenger cars, unless you drive something really, really big, like a Navigator or an Escalade.
That's fun.
that's not fun navigating that tunnel in a car like that. We have the Blue Water Bridge, which is great for commercial traffic as well. We have the historic Ambassador Bridge, which has served us very well for 90 plus years. But what we needed was a new, modern, multi-lane, modern customs plazas on both sides, which provides a freeway-to-freeway connection to really allow just-in-time delivery for our agricultural community, our manufacturing community, our small businesses on both sides of the border.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about how that's going to help improve with the truck traffic and that side of things, manufacturing, and having something that's modern right here in Detroit.
Yeah, so, the existing Ambassador Bridge, and again, let's celebrate the Ambassador Bridge. Let's hope the Ambassador Bridge continues to exist, for some time going into the future. But, there were roughly 12 stoplights between the major freeway in Canada, the 401, 402. By the time you get to the bridge, the custom plazas on both sides are very small because they were built almost a century ago. So when you think about the truck idling time, when you think about the exhaust, the diesel exhaust on both sides of the border, as trucks wait to clear customs, pay their tolls, get on the bridge, which is, quite narrow, and compare that to what we're going to be getting today with the Gordie Howe Bridge, which is much faster, much more efficient. I think it's like a 4X number of toll booths and customs booths that'll be available on both sides. It's just going to make it so much easier, so much better for, the great people who drive our trucks. It'll be so much better for manufacturers on both sides who really rely on that just-in-time delivery.
So it really will have an impact on supply chain resilience and manufacturing. This is the bridge they're going to want to come in on.
Well, again, having options is good, right? The Ambassador Bridge and the Blue Water Bridge are still very definitely going to get used, but the congestion on those bridges will be dramatically reduced because we now have this new, modern, efficient option.
Talk a little bit about the it's almost tourism, but the people coming back and forth across in the cities and the impact that it has when these bridges are open and moving well and people are coming back and forth. Right now, Canada seems a little hesitant to come over, still having this little riff with Donald Trump a little bit. How important is that back and forth to these local economies?
So, Kevin, you're exactly right. It's a great question. I'll be honest. I kind of view the riff that is occurring between the United States and Canada as a little bit like, a college boyfriend and girlfriend that broke up during the summer, but they're going to get back together in the fall. I mean, we are so close. We are so culturally similar. We have had, almost two centuries of the closest of close partnerships, friendships, economic ties. This will resolve itself. I mean, obviously, no one likes where we are right now in the trade relationship and the kind of cultural tensions between the United States and Canada, but this too shall pass.
Yeah, right. If you look out 10 years from now, we'll be in a different time, a different world, different things going on. But that bridge is going to be there doing what it was projected to do when it was first, thought of.
Right. When, Governor Rick Snyder, obviously our former Republican governor here in Michigan, and then Prime Minister Harper from Canada negotiated this final deal, it was all about making our shared region, particularly our manufacturing and automotive region, more globally competitive. And that's what this bridge does. It makes us more globally competitive.
So you think that the bridge could help attract more business to Southeast Michigan, along with making travel easier and less congested?
No doubt on both points. You nailed it.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. How much of our economy actually depends on trade with Canada? It's a pretty big number, right?
Yeah, so the exact number I don't know, but I know this. Canada is our most important and largest trading partner, full stop. If the ability for our businesses to trade with Canada, our businesses' ability to import friendly parts, safe parts from Canada, is completely it is absolutely critical to our economy here in Michigan and across the United States, but particularly in Michigan.
I am typically a tunnel person. I don't know why. I just really enjoy the idea of driving underneath the Detroit River. It seems cool to me. But I'm really excited about this opportunity to walk or ride a bike across the Gordie mm-hmm. Howe Bridge. I think that's going to be a pretty big deal. What do you think? Do you think a lot of people will do that?
Oh, well, listen, I mean, especially with the great work of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy and the Ralph Wilson Jr. Park, that is absolutely spectacular. What Ford is doing with Michigan Central and the Greenway out to the water, it is going to be so great and frankly easy to be able to walk or ride your bike to the new bridge. The new bridge will allow people to walk. I think it's going to be free starting August 5th.
Right.
So just make sure you bring your enhanced driver's license or your passport.
Yeah,
and you'll be able to walk to Canada. In fact, our team's going to do that next. The first week that it's open, we're going to be one of the first groups of people.
I love that. And Windsor has a great riverfront too. So you can walk the riverfront, come across, walk ours. We could go back and forth and enjoy both of them. And boy, that riverfront project has just been a game changer for Detroit. Sandy Baruja, President and CEO of Detroit Regional Chamber. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate being on the show, Kevin.
Yeah, it's an exciting day. Forget about the politics. Just enjoy the bridge opening, which Sandy is 99% sure is going to happen at noon today. Let's hope so. It's all talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.